very pleased to have a very special guest with a rather extensive resume. I suppose I could introduce our next guest as a Kidsport Calgary ambassador, or a Right to Play ambassador, or a Fast and Female ambassador, or you're a board member too for Alberta Sport Connection, right?
I am. All of those things.
All of those things. And 2016 Olympic gold medalist Erica Weeb joins us. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Rob. I am great. You know what I say, though? It's all about the kids. So all of those organizations, you know, they're really true to my heart because they all hit, you know, global, local, men, women, you know, just being engaged in the power of sport. So that is what it's all about.
And you're engaged in the power of social media because I know, I know yesterday was a big, a big day for Fast and Female too, right?
Yeah, we had it was International Day of the Girl, and so we had a little private event at actually a residence house here in Calgary. And Fast and Female, they're trying this new initiative, 100 women for Fast and Female. So it's
and
it's just 100 women supporting Fast and Female with a financial contribution of $1,000 to keep the power of sport for women alive here in this city and across North America.
So what's that crowd like? That's probably a
pretty lot of BA women in the house. That was what
you
it was
can,
like.
You can say badass.
Oh, we can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're good.
You're definitely
yeah,
good
all
to
right,
say badass.
All right.
Okay, I know you did Combat Central a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
but I believe last November I was the first person to find out, right? I was.
Maybe.
That you got an invite to
How do you know these things?
Just because it's what I do. WWE Development Center, you went down for a visit?
Yeah, I went down for a visit. You know, they were kind of hounding me since Rio, really. They were there. They liked what they saw. I don't know. And so kind of something that finally fit into my schedule in, you know, literally the week that the hurricane hit in Orlando. But
wow.
The center was fine. You know, the area of Orlando where we were at was totally fine. And it was a really cool experience, you know, seeing the professionalism of the organization and, you know, their vision for the future and just getting in the ring. Very different from the style of wrestling that I do.
Yeah. So how is there any carryover at all, or how much carryover is there?
You know, there's some techniques that they're like do a kind of – like a go behind or kind of the, even like they have the, they do like a head and arm throw, but they just a head lock throw. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know how to do this. But then it's like when I do a head and arm throw, you like twist the person over and like crank on them. Right.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I got this technique. Like that's one of my go-tos. And they're like, and then they showed me how to do it. I'm like, oh, whoa, totally different because it's all very, you know, it's so gentle. And it's so loving, despite what it may look like on TV. The sport of freestyle wrestling, not gentle, not loving. But professional wrestling, honestly, it's you know, it's two people working together towards a common goal. And it's really cool. It's like a very intricate dance almost. But on screen, and it's really sweaty, don't get me wrong. But it was really cool. And I love learning new skills and, you know, being out of my element. And so I had a lot of fun all around.
So how much training would you need if you were to continue down that path?
I don't know. I mean, I am pretty athletic because Norman Smiley was the guy who was like running me through my workout. And he was like, you swear? You've never done this before? And I was like, I swear. But it would need a lot, you know, because there's so many kind of just even my tendencies, like my natural reactions. Well, I would probably have to relearn them. You know, there's all these little tricks of the trade. And you know, despite getting a 99 in grade 12 drama, I would also
90,
probably
what, where was the where was the
yeah.
1%.
1%. I know, right? There's all those aspects of it. So
is it something that you would like to pursue? Is that something that you'd like to go down a road on?
You know, right now I'm really committed to the Tokyo 2020 vision. I mean, and the sport of wrestling, you know, I'm focused on qualifying for the Commonwealth Games. That's in April 2018. And the following year, Pan Am Games. And then, you know, the Tokyo 2020 is where the goal is right now. And so that's the focus. And they know that. And they're totally okay with that. And so, yeah, it's just an exciting time.
Is it nice to have that in your back pocket? You're not wearing pockets right now. But in your back pocket, is it nice to have that?
It's very interesting. You know, I think maybe there's a lot of kids that are like, there's a lot of people actually that after I went and it kind of came out, they were like, I loved the WWE when I was a kid. You know, they just had these childhood fans came out of the woodwork, and all of my friends turned out to be WWE fans, which I didn't know. And it's cool, you know, like, who knows where this world's going to take me, you know, like, if when I moved across the country to come to Calgary 10 years ago, I kind of had a big, crazy dream, but never in my wildest dreams could I imagine that I would be talking right now as an Olympic champion.
Yeah.
So, in 4 years time, you know, who knows where the world will be. Maybe it'll be the apocalypse. I don't know.
That's also true.
I sure hope it's not. I hope it's you in the WWE.
I would much rather you.
That's
in the
my
WWE.
Preference. You as women's champion or something. That I could live with.
Okay, so can you tell me then, what is the Indian Pro Wrestling League?
Indian Pro Wrestling League. So it is coming in. Third season is coming in January 2018. It is kind of a pro wrestling league that's centered in India. Last year they had six teams. The teams consist of half men, half women, half Indians, half foreigners. So I was the team captain for the Mumbai Maharati. And, you know, I led my team into battle centered in Delhi. And we just had a great time. 3 weeks of competition, dual meets. So head-to-head competition every night. Wow. You're wrestling against, you know, women, people from all over the world. It's dual meet format, so it's a team competition. So your lightest, heaviest wrestle off, and at the end of the day, whatever team wins the most matches wins. And so, you know, with 6,000 people in the stadium, you know, 10 million people watching every night, it was quite the spectacle.
No kidding.
So, and this is like, so when I typed in Erica Weeb Pro Wrestling, and then this, but this is not pro wrestling like the WWE. This is wrestling, but professionally, like a little bit of it's a different pro wrestling, right?
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, they have the MLB, and then they also have Team Canada Baseball.
Yep.
And
yep.
So in a lot of sports, they have, you know, they have pro volleyball. Like, all of the Team Canada volleyball players, they play professionally in Europe. There's all these leagues in a lot of different sports. And so this, though, is the first league of its kind in the sport of wrestling that includes men and women. There's leagues for wrestling. Like, there's a Bundesliga for wrestling. There's some little leagues in Iran. But there's actually a women's league in Poland now. But this was the first league of its kind. You know, huge buy-in from the Indian fans. It was awesome.
So did they recruit you, or how did that come about?
Yeah, they asked me to be drafted, and I was like, I think so. So I was the only North American to be drafted last year, the only North American in the league. My team consisted of a Colombian woman at 48 kilos who I had known from competitions. Like, we'd seen each other around. She spoke very broken English. And then three other women from India, and then an Azerbaijani guy, a Ukrainian guy who luckily spoke Russian, so he could kind of communicate with the Azerbaijani guy, and then four other Indian men. And so I would do team meetings, because, you know, it's all about the team working together.
And you're the captain.
I'm the captain. So I'm doing team meetings in English, translating in broken Spanish to my teammate from Colombia, and then, you know, it's getting translated into Hindi, and then also again into, you know, in Russian. So, whew, it was quite the experience.
And?
No doubt.
Did you win?
And I won all my matches. It was cool. And I wrestled against the woman that I competed in the semifinals at the Olympics. I wrestled in the Rio bronze medalist from 69 kilos. But my team, we lost in the semis. It's heartbreaking.
Jeez.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you going to go back?
I don't know yet. You know, it worked in my schedule a little bit better last year. So in January 2018 is the next league. They haven't announced the full dates yet. It's just like kind of that time of year. So we'll have to wait and see.
Can we watch this on the internet?
On the internet.
Yeah.
What can't you watch on the internet these
days?
Well,
it's a fairly open-ended question, right?
Yeah.
Erica, we appreciate this. Before we let you go, you're here today. You're just entertaining everybody? Card tricks? What are you doing?
You know, so we're going to do some professional wrestling moves up there on the screen.
With Katrina?
Yeah, that would be a fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
We are, you know, talking about the spirit of sport. It's Sport Calgary Awards kind of celebration. And I'm just kind of doing a little hot stove interview with Katrina LeMaidone.
Well, listen, you don't need me to pump your tires, but the work that you're doing, like you said, right off the top, to help kids and use, you've got a platform now, you're using it amazingly. Erica, continued success. Please let us know if you're going back.
Yeah.
Because this sounds really cool to India for the...
What's the team? The Mumbai...
Well, I was captain of the Mumbai Maharati.
Maharati.
Yeah, that means like warriors.
Do you have jerseys and stuff
awesome.
Or hats?
Oh, yeah, everything.
Yeah, the whole nine yards.
I'll get you something. Oh,
I appreciate it. Awesome. Erica, thanks for doing this.
All right, thank you, guys.
Erica Weeb is absolutely the best. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I type that in, you're like, what is the Indian Pro Wrestling League? I'm going to have to ask about that. It's a different type of pro wrestling.